This is Hitchhiking Off the Map. You are now entering the second of three shows devoted to a fantasy journey. What happens when you take that first little step that changes your whole world from something vaguely baffling to something highly unusual?
Romantic comedy to cliffhanger to underworld safari. You're coming into the middle of it, but you'll understand it at least as well as our confused hero does. Today, it's episodes 3 and 4, and next time, the conclusion.
Kenneth's life has taken a sudden turn with the arrival of an old college friend, a startling new love affair, a bit of local celebrity, an impulsive act of civil disobedience, all brought about by his tap dance lessons. And he's a hopeless dancer.
This is Tap Dancer.
Well, no, the market may be experiencing a slight correction, maybe a depression. Who knows, Tom? I'd still go for 1,000 Tyco at 10 1/8. Should I do that? Okay.
Dear Diary, well, here you have an accused misdemeaniac. Is that the word? What do you call someone who crosses that fine line between today and tomorrow before the clock does? I've always separated the departments in my life, so I should be able to manage my investment work, my affair with Lillian, which is a bit too personal to describe in my personal diary, and my amateur tap dancing, and my friend Charlie, and my very impulsive defacement or improvement, perhaps, of a disgusting billboard. All very different worlds, which seem to be merging at a record clip, and wherein the predictable Dr. Jekyll has been implacably displaced by the tap dancer.
The Independent Eye presents Tap Dancer, a dramatic misadventure in 6 episodes. Episode 3, Buchanan Lives.
Okay, well, you know the gist of it.
Right.
Frankly, I didn't see the need for a lawyer, but it comes up on Friday, and Mr. Stipson felt it was in the firm's best interest for me to be represented,
right. And
I think he'd done some tax things for Jeffrey.
Right.
And they felt it might be better to have someone from corporate law, so it wouldn't appear to be quite as criminal.
Very wise.
Lillian, take my calls, please, and if Charlie comes in, tell him I'm very busy and this isn't a good time. Maybe tomorrow, next week, next month would be much, much better.
Hi there.
Send him right in.
Oh, hey, you're busy. I'll wait out there.
No, don't wander around out there.
No, man, I don't fit in with the fat cats. Nothing personal.
No, this is my lawyer, Mel...
Odell.
Odell. This is Charlie. Charlie's an old college friend. He's a musician, visiting frequently.
Brought to you by the people who put pride back in peanut butter. Let's see. Report. I called Variety for you.
Oh,
USA Today. Definitely interested.
Charlie, will you stop doing this? I don't want publicity.
Oh.
The interviews, I look like an idiot. I thought you were setting up your studio. It's been 3 weeks.
I bought a Kurzweil K250.
Great.
I need a patch cord.
Well, get a patch cord.
I will, man, but you come first. See, this is making history. No, dig. Mel, he'll appreciate this. My daughter had this crazy dream. Dreams, aren't they a trip? But the point is, history isn't just all past. Next year, they're predicting a whole mess of history.
Okay, let's see. So you're a stockbroker.
Yeah, investment broker. I handle many kinds of investments.
Because like Mel, didn't you just love President Buchanan? Total mediocrity. We're revving up for the Civil War. Buchanan just sits in his butt and says, well, gee, let's study this thing here. I love Buchanan.
Charlie.
And you are accused of a misdemeanor, defacing a billboard.
He's guilty as hell.
Yeah, and I intend to plead guilty.
And no previous record.
No, this is my one and only. We all deserve a little protest in our lives and then put up with the rest.
Right. Well, Ken, if I can call you Ken, call me Mel. This looks pretty cut and dried. Friday, I seem to be okay. If not, I'll send one of my guys.
Don't sell yourself short, man. This can be very big.
Big?
Charlie.
Didn't you see him on the news? This is front page. Tap dancing, stock brokering, spray can terrorist.
Look, it's no big deal. I do this silly tap dance thing on Tuesday night, so I had some interviews.
I set him up.
Charlie set him up. So when this happened, it was news for a day or so. I got some flack around here at the office. But look, all I want is to plead guilty and pay a fine. No big deal.
Well, let me think about it.
What's to think?
Kick it around. Feel it out. Hey, you're a musician, huh? What do you play?
Keyboards, bird whistles, mouth parts, whatever makes jazz.
Native American music?
Huh?
Indians, Black Elk, Geronimo.
No, man, they don't play jazz.
Okay, Ken, mind if I call you Ken? Mel. Friday it is, and we'll put our heads together on this. Ciao.
Ciao, Mel.
Charlie.
All you really need, baby, is the wrong man in the wrong place. It's widely rumored. I'm told it's a known fact in Washington that Buchanan lives.
It would be safe to say that we're seeing a lot of volatility here. I've always been kind of fond of multiple realities. In fact, the juggling of reality, the tightrope of predictable risk, the promotion of capital accumulation, whose tangible existence is a pattern of electrons, that's my job. But in my personal life, up till now, sure, I like surprises, but cute little surprises like parakeets, nothing big. So I launch into what turns out to be a totally unquantifiable relationship and juggle all these odd little tags of things. Tap dancing, Charlie, President James Buchanan, and Lillian. Lillian, well, I don't know if I'd call it love. It's more a very intense focus on this person. And the corollaries, such as sex, this is a factor, and sometimes it's very... and then other times kind of... And sometimes... we really are very mismatched socks. They've sorted out the matching pairs, and we're what's left. Which I guess makes a perfect match. She looks at me. And my day in court, this odd little idiot citation, nothing big, but like, why did I get involved in that? Like a cup of coffee you have to drink before it gets cold and sits on your desk all day. Maybe if it wasn't so silly. If I have my day in court, there should be a certain stature to it. If I stepped into a kind of metaphoric video game, and yes, there are multiple realities, and I fall down the rabbit hole, and the little video game I play every day does have consequence. I don't know. I mean, what's down there? I mean, basically, what am I doing in the county courthouse? I mean, what if I... forgot the way out.
Don't hurry. We're on time.
10 a.m. Courtroom B?
It's 10 of 10.
Well, Lillian, thanks. I really just really, very, you know, it's not a big deal, but, you know, I'm just really... You know, I've never actually been in a courtroom, have you?
One divorce. Yes, in fact, I bled to death in a courtroom. By the way, am I here as your secretary, sales assistant, or very confused friend, since we're on company time?
No, I'm not neglecting the job. Last month I made record earnings for a recession cycle.
Hmm.
No, hey, what do you mean, very confused friend? Don't we have a relationship? We seem to be setting new records.
Frankly, Kenneth, yes, it's extremely great. Yes, the last 3 weeks have been energetic.
I've felt a lot of energy.
And I've taken satisfaction in that energy transfer. Oh, yeah. But what if this is the good part of the dream?
Yeah.
And then the person next to you snores, and suddenly you're dreaming chainsaws. Ken, stay calm. We're on government property.
Would I be mistaken to say that we've had strong movement of the key indicators?
Don't start with me, Ken. I don't want my rallies charted or my peaks predicted. Not right now.
How about a baseball analogy?
Strike four. Ken, we don't have more surprises here, do we? I signed on for a simple, uninvolved affair with a pleasant, cute, very straight investment broker.
Okay.
And the fact that you were very straight gave it all a certain spice.
Okay.
So, I mean, it takes some adjusting that I'm not the most bizarre person in the room.
I love you. No, are you...
This isn't a good time for me, Ken.
What?
It's none of your business.
You're your friend.
I don't talk about personal problems with persons who aren't the problem.
No, you don't have to.
All right. She works for an insurance company. She got promoted, transferred to Des Moines. Des Moines. I said, hey, no way, I'm not moving to Des Moines. Right. I don't want you to. Good thing we see eye to eye. Oh, why am I crying? You know, I thought I'd got off the treadmill. The machine grinds, the pistons chug, the ratchets ratchet, and suddenly, without knowing why, Des Moines becomes a factor in your life. Send that gal to Des Moines. Who gives a damn what her name is? Or if somebody likes to whisper it.
Here.
Thanks. Well, let's go satisfy justice.
Wait, excuse me. Were you on the news? Could I have your autograph?
Excuse me.
Is she from television, too?
Well, actually, we're big stars. I'm Ken Leonard. I'm very big in sports, movies, franchise food.
No. You wouldn't tell me if you were. You wear disguises. It's always like this. Nothing works. My boyfriend, he got this .38 Smith & Wesson, see?
And I
blew his head off.
Could you not wave it around? I get arrested,
dragged down here, and the computer gets mixed up, and they throw out the case. I miss 3 days of work, and I'm not even on the news.
Well,
I'm going to wait for some big shot, like a celebrity, shoot him in the gut. Boom. That'll get me on TV.
Was that for real?
It was real. Or it was Charlie.
Should we do something?
Change the channel.
Hi, guys. Here we are. Mellodell. Think of mellow.
Mellow.
Okay, now, be warned. The judicial system is in some distress. No money. The corporate guys, they put all their money in advertising. That's fine, but what's advertising without law enforcement? Push people to want this stuff, want it so much they scream, want something, anything. Hell, you'd better put some money in waste management. Human byproducts of the economic system, right? Of course, I get in trouble talking this way, but what the hell? If you can't have your own ideas, what can you have? Ideas never hurt anybody. Ideas are a hoot. Let's do it.
Did you
feel something crumble?
I think it's the infrastructure.
Ken, seriously, Are you still normal?
No. I'm very sweet. Abandon all hope, 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 hope.
Ye who enter here, here, here. Are we in the right place?
Courtroom A.
Look out for the pig.
The scene before us did not inspire confidence. A dissatisfied felon had released a pig in the courtroom, and people were being beaten severely.
Remain seated! Sit down! Order in the court!
Please, people. Would the police please not beat the people who are sitting down?
Sit down! Now sit! 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 All rise. County Court of Allegheny County, Honorable Willard Berger presiding, first case.
Now, if anyone has any more pigs, you can just forget it. Because I could keep you standing up, if that's what you want. Is that what you want? Okay, act like it. Sit down. Now, you criminals, listen here. The new county board has pledged to clean up crime. So they got painters coming in. They're going to paint the courthouse. See how you like that? Now, we have a clogged calendar. So if any of you want to plead guilty, that'll save the taxpayers money so they can buy TV sets for you to steal. That was a joke if anybody noticed.
Silence! Case number 4033, Enriquez driving the wrong way on a wrong-way street.
Your Honor, we see no reason to press charges. Her husband killed her last week.
Dismissed.
4034, Sanchez.
Why all the Spanish names, man? Bigot.
Order! Order!
Now, hey, all you Puerto Ricans and African-Americans, I have something to say. Now, this is an unprejudiced court. I don't look at the color of your skin. I look at your suit and tie.
4035, Kenneth Leonard.
Here, Your Honor.
Now, see, he's wearing a suit and tie. It looks good, too. Are you represented by counsel?
He is, Your Honor.
I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor.
Your Honor, based on this man's charges, we ask that he be held without bail.
What?
We have an indictment here.
Charges against Kenneth Leonard. Charges now being read. Charged with vandalism in defacing a billboard, property of Classic Displays Incorporated, in violation of Section 406A3 of the County Criminal Code.
Right.
Charged with criminal trespass. Charged with failure to report the crime. Charged with confusing a police officer.
Excuse me, sir. Could I... Ma'am?
Charged with breaking and entering on the premises of 233 East 14th.
That's my office.
Charges of jaywalking, conspiracy, disorderly conduct, extortion, racketeering, grand theft, arson, prostitution, mail fraud, sodomy, charges of second-degree assault, murder, and the aggravated battery of a water meter reader. It goes on.
Kenneth, you promised no surprises.
Hey, is this a gag? Is it my birthday?
People are dying! You hear me? Keep women are dying!
Proceed!
These painters better be getting here.
Your Honor, Mel, do you want to talk here? Your Honor, the charge I came here for is the billboard charge. These other charges weren't part of the arraignment. Say something, Mel.
I'm thinking.
Well, these are pretty serious charges. Don't you think you probably did some of this stuff?
It's a computer malfunction.
Bailiff, what kind of computer we got?
Your Honor.
Prosecutor?
IBM, I believe, Your Honor.
Well, that's a pretty big company, Mr. Leonard. You think they make mistakes? That's $1 billion talking there.
Nintendo.
Huh?
We have a Nintendo. Budget cuts. It was donated. Your Honor, I think we do have a problem here. These charges are for crimes committed all on the same day. 300 parking citations and then some sort of delicatessen menu.
Well, this doesn't make any sense, does it? Where would he find the time? That's computers for you. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Great. Although I did deface the billboard, I'm happy to pay a fine if that's...
You should entertain a motion.
I should entertain a motion for dismissal.
Oh, great. Go ahead, Mel.
I'm thinking.
Attention! The painters are here. The trial will move to courtroom C.
10-minute recess.
Your Honor, couldn't we finish this off? I haven't...
I have to go to the bathroom. I have a spastic bladder that responds whenever I say recess.
Kenneth, do you find this a little avant-garde? I'm having trouble with this.
Mr. Leonard.
Ken, look who I got you. Action News.
I'm from Action News Command Center. Could you just say a few words? Ken, this is tough to answer. It's always the tough questions that are the hardest. But with all the world's crises, the economy, MTV, the movie rating system, what else?
The sky falling.
What do you represent?
Well,
what do you represent? We'll edit this. Could you say something confrontational? We'd like to play up a one man against the system.
I'm not against the system. I'm plugged into the system. I'm a stockbroker.
Listen, are you telling me how to do my job? I've been doing this 12 years. Come on, something like, you gotta do what you gotta do. Something like that.
Okay, when nature calls...
Got it. Great.
Hey, Ken, hey, this is scary stuff. This ain't fun and games. I mean, this is real. I mean, this is history. Buchanan lives!
Ken.
Hi, guys. Great. We need to kick this around. I've got some ideas.
Listen, Mel, I appreciate your help. This is so incredibly silly.
Here.
So why don't you just send the bill to my office?
This could be very, very big.
Huh?
Be warned. They have a daycare center here. Budget cuts. I'll handle it.
Order in the court! Suppress that pig!
Now, you kids, be quiet. This is a court like on TV. One more outburst and I clear the playground. Where was I?
You were going to dismiss the indictments, huh?
Oh, right. No, kids, this isn't fun and games. Those are official papers. You can't scribble on those. So you move to dismiss?
No, Your Honor.
Let
me handle this. It's all procedural. My client wishes to plead not guilty, Your Honor. We request a trial by jury.
Don't speak out of turn, young man. Now, there are lots of less fortunate criminals who wish they'd had a nice lawyer like yours, so be thankful.
Mel.
Your Honor, we have to move. Outbreak of smallpox. Courtroom D across the street in the annex.
Recess.
Smallpox? They've eradicated smallpox.
We're getting back to basics.
What about my indictment?
I have to go to the bathroom. Don't you ever have to go to the bathroom?
Look, what is this? Can we settle this?
Kenny, one way to go. I could move for dismissal on the grounds that it's nuts.
Great idea.
But this is much bigger. This can be a platform all the way to the Supreme Court.
Platform?
What?
Follow me now. Kenny, okay, I'm in corporate law. I do very well, but I have some ideals. Do you ever think about the Native Americans? What those people have suffered? The people, Ken. Corporate law gives me a real perspective. I was involved in two cases regarding Native Americans. We sued two reservations to enforce contracts for mineral rights. And we won. We wasted them. That's what I mean. Major corporations are destroying the heritage of America.
It was you doing it.
Right.
Then why didn't you just not do it?
I'm a lawyer. Ken, this is it. All we need is a platform. It's terrific.
I defaced a billboard. My life is on hold. I want to get back to having normal problems. Taxes, parking tickets, allergies, things you start to feel nostalgic for.
I know you don't mean it, Kenny.
He means it. He's a total square.
So could you please enter a motion for dismissal?
You're making a big mistake, Kenny, I have to tell you.
Fine, great. Let's do it. Where do we go? Across the street? Let's go.
It's the judge.
think it's the judge.
Chalk up one judge.
Incredible.
Lillian, cancel my appointments. Very deep down, most of us have the gut feeling that things will be okay. We're Americans. We have hospitals with CAT scans, scrapbooks full of snapshots of Christmas trees. So if the world seems ready to self-destruct, if the sky indeed is falling, then I must be dreaming. The earthquake rumbles, the rubble dumps, and nobody speaks any language you understand. But you know, it's a dream.
All rise, court in session. Honorable Willard Berger, comatose, but presiding. Help him up there, prop him up, he's tilting. Give me that, I'll handle it. Versus Kenneth Leonard, multiple indictments.
Your Honor, my client has directed me to move for dismissal of all charges.
Denied.
Your Honor.
Denied. We're not here to coddle criminals. It's gotta stop right now. That's what the judge says.
Your Honor, we intend to prosecute this case to the fullest extent of the law.
No. Terrific. Terrific. This is big.
Counsel, how does your client plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Not even conscious.
This is going to be very, very big.
I saw you on the news. Are you practicing? You know, you've missed 2 weeks of lessons now, and that's about the max before your abilities take a downturn, and it's not easy to slide lower than rock bottom. Well, tell them to stop that. I can vouch for the fact that you're perfectly reliable. You're not an artist. You have no talent. They can trust you completely.
You were listening to Tap Dancer. Coming up, episode 4, Statistical Analysis of Unlikely Events. This is Hitchhiking Off the Map.